Great. Thank you. I'm Rami G, and my actual date is May 9th of 2023. So I have 1,142 days today, and I'm definitely anxious to speak, and I appreciate the invitation. As a newcomer, I was going to say my friend, I've had two sponsors, so I'll share a little bit about what it was like, what happened, and where I am now. I actually was in another program that after college, and so I was familiar with AA. I was like I didn't drink all my life excessively or uncontrollably, but when I first started drinking it, my mom was an alcoholic, grew up in the suburbs outside of Philadelphia, spent part of my life in New York. Mom was an alcoholic. Alcohol was always at dinner, lunch, and breakfast, I think. And I always had access to it, but when I 15 years old, I had my first drink. I was down at the beach for the summer, and within 2.5 weeks, I was hospitalized for alcohol poisoning. So never probably handled alcohol well. I didn't get in the way of my life as I went to school in New York, undergrad and graduate school. Went to college. I started on Wall Street. I kind of had a, I don't know, typical suburban upbringing, but wanted to be in the city. But I was miserable and depressed, and we soothed it over the way, but along the way. But what happened was during COVID, I said I was taking care of my mom and I was working a lot, and I was having problems where I was living. I live in Philadelphia in Center City, and just things were getting out of control, and I was drinking day and night. And I had a client that gave feedback. I am an industrial and organizational psychologist, which means I'm not a therapist. I do training and development for different companies. One of my clients gave feedback that they shouldn't hire drunk people. Well, that was a year before I got sober. I kind of blew it off as, well, I just had a drink during the middle of the day. My mom was living with me and I was taking care of her and working. Got to the point I had to put her, I put chose to put her into a home. I couldn't take care of her. We couldn't take care of her anymore. And I would show up to the care center with my vodka martinis in my thermoses. I was fighting with everybody. I was miserable at work. Luckily, I didn't lose contracts. Just I guess nobody read my feedback that I was drunk on with a client. And I just spun out of control. And I just was said I'd have one drink and then the bottle would be gone. And then, the vodka or the wine, and one bottle went and then two bottles went. And then I think, I was just getting to the point where I was going to be late for work. I was fighting with everybody, whether I where I lived, with my friends, with someone a gentleman I was seeing. And I thought I woke up one day hungover and I thought, I know where to go. I tuned on to an online meeting that sits out of Philadelphia. It's called the IWIRD. It works. It really does. And the gentleman reached out to me. I had my name. I had my video off. He thought I was a man, but he said, we chatted. He said I can be your sponsor, and it was a beginner's meeting. I was told when I first went to the meeting that the first 5 years you're playing with your marbles, and then you learn how is it that you're finding your marbles, and then you play with learn how to play with your marbles after 5 years. So I continue to go to my home group is a beginner's meeting, but I also go to meetings like the Cosmo meeting out of DC and other online meetings both nationally and internationally, so I can hear old timers as well. At the beginning, I really struggled with the idea of I'm not going to drink for the rest of my life. And my first sponsor really worked on just promising today I can make a commitment. I will not drink. I try not to think beyond that. I wish I could do that better with other parts of my life. But so far in 1,142 days, I've been committed each one day at a time. For me, it's just overwhelming still to think beyond that about not drinking. Within 2 months, I would say the obsession was lifted. During that time, also too, my mom died 11 days after I got sober. And I just didn't think, even I get chills now when I think about it. I called my sponsor and he just walked me through 15 minutes of time. I was like, I can't do this. I'm just done. I am done. I need to drink. And He just sat me down for about an hour and 15 minutes. We were on the phone and he just sat with me every 15 minutes. And he's like, that's what we're going to do. We're going to break down your days as you're grieving. I had to leave my where I lived. I ended up selling an apartment, had moved somewhere else because I went to court with them. They were in the wrong, but I was quite drunk a lot of times in responding or reacting to them. So we chose that I would leave. And that was 5 days later. And I thought, well, these are big life issues and haven't handled them all so perfectly, but if I can get through them now without a drink, I can do this t today and I can wake up tomorrow and recommit. And that's, I think, what I did for the first 6 months. Like, was pre grieving, was pretty sad. That definitely took me a long time. I think a few years before I started to feel like I wasn't grieving anymore, but I didn't drink. So I have a sponsor. My sponsor has a sponsor. My sponsor, actually, my second sponsor, she's in Canada. She is several decades younger than me, and she has 17 years. She's in her 30s, just had her first kid, has been sober for 17 years. So some of the kind of maybe closed-mindedness I had that I'm more mature chronologically or older, I was going to say, I was concerned about with sponsors. My first sponsor has 38 years and he's older than I am, wise, knows his stuff in and out, really gave me a great basis. And this sponsor just gives me like another perspective on the program and how I need to look at how my actions and remember to focus on myself, my actions, and mainly I can't control anybody. She always says to me, "Rami, why are you so judgmental?" And I'm not always so happy to hear that, but it's true. And what I have found is that I can be judgmental as long as I don't act on it. And I am very, very willing and very quick to make amends. But I still struggle with a lot of people say about getting their voice or saying what they mean. I struggle with keeping my big mouth shut when nobody needs my opinion and nobody's asked for my opinion. Or even if they have, like deciding when to say things and when not. And that had, it was worse when I was drinking. Or I was worse because I thought, who cares? I'll just say it. Now I still temper it. And it's gotten better some days. And there's some things that have happened in meetings with other people that I wish I'd handled better. But it's a day at a time. And, I'm a lot more, I think, hopeful than I was before. I was really down and depressed when I first came into the meeting. I don't know too many people that come into the meeting and are in a great space. I definitely was not in denial. I knew I was an alcoholic, and I had promised myself I wouldn't be an alcoholic like my mom. But over the last, maybe a year or two before COVID, I just spun out, and alcohol was even more appealing. I have an eating disorder than sugar and binging. I haven't binge or thrown up in decades, but I have a mindset of that way. But the obsession with the alcohol is just getting got in the way, or allowed it to get in the way of my life, and I couldn't control it anymore. I do go to meetings on site. My sponsor encourages me to go in person as well, so I have been doing that. I listen. One of the tools I think that was one of the best things I didn't mention at the beginning when I first got into the meeting. I just did whatever, like anything that was reasonable my sponsor asked me to do, I followed. I'm not someone that takes direction really well. And I know some alcoholics could say it, that echo that, but not all. But I listened. We went through the steps. I went through the steps. I turned over my steps to, my fourth step to him, my fifth step to him. And I was diligent in my morning routine. I read a passage, I say a prayer. I am not, I didn't grow up, I grew up with religion, but I am not religious. I've always believed there's something bigger and greater than we are in this world. And people would say, you have to believe in this or you don't have to believe in that. I find for me that as long as it's not me, and as long as I'm not finding that I'm following my, what goes on in my head sometimes, then I'm okay. For me, that's not as important. For other people, one of my dearest friends, her email says her name and she loves Jesus. So to each their own, and I think it's whatever is good for each of us to find my way of keeping me sober. And as long as I'm not just relying on myself, because when I do get down or I feel depressed, I'll isolate and not reach out, or I'll wait a day or two to reach out. And there's so many tools in the program, like the community, just the enthusiasm coming on this meeting of sharing with people of their time. That type of encouragement I don't find in too many other places in my life. So that encouragement from day one, if you have a relapse and you come back, we're always welcomed. And I think that's a wonderful environment to be in. I definitely am very pragmatic in many ways, maybe too pragmatic about it. But I do think there's certainly judgment and people, gossip and all the normal things I've encountered in life. But I'm learning a day at a time to manage it better and not react as much. And no matter what happens, my sponsor reminds me every day, my purpose is to stay sober and help the next alcoholic. So I sponsor other women. I do service. I volunteer. I'm thrilled to be able to speak when I'm asked. And I find that if I follow the blueprint of the program, my life is a lot more manageable and I'm a lot saner than I was, 3 years, 1 month and 16 days ago. I do find that I always go back to the basic principles. I just finished up, it's called the Contra course. So basically, we went over the service manual, we went over the traditions and the concepts. I probably have read the concepts once before I took the group. It was a 4 month course. And I'm going to take it again because I found that there was excellent going over the traditions. I learned about the concepts. I was not very familiar with them. Honestly, I read them once in my life, I was going to say. And the service manual was just, I found complicated. So I'm going to go back and take that again, maybe next fall or next spring when they offer it twice a year. I don't have to follow everything. I was told when years ago, I was told, take what you can and leave the rest. And I find that to be a really great guideline. But I certainly find that the principles and the traditions that we have is a wonderful way to be able to, even like my outside life, I have a friend that was that spent their life pretty much in jail, and their life is very different than my external world. It's not changed all that much. But I always feel like wherever I am or wherever anybody else is in their life, how do I be able to create a more serene, a more fulfilling, and a more impactful life that benefits others? So I will finish on that. Yes, every day I start with the Serenity Prayer. I read a meditation. I have a meditation book from Al-Anon from February of 1992, and I read that every day. As well as I remember that my purpose is to stay sober and to help the next alcoholic. So that's all I got. And I really appreciate you inviting me and wish everybody another sober rest of a sober day. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Rami. Absolutely beautiful experience, strength, and hope. Thank you so much for coming out. I absolutely loved it, but it is not my time to share. I would like to now call on newcomers with less than 90 days to share with us. Please let us know if you can relate and how we can support your journey. We allow each share 2 minutes, and our timekeeper, Connie, will give you a friendly 30-second warning.